What we're doing now with today's modern science is testing the theories that were given to us by the ancient scriptures, and more specifically, the Sumerians, which I'll get more deeply into speaking about, have left us amazing facts which deal with our solar system, the distance between the planets, what our planets look like in space. And as the, you know, education and academia goes, in college they still teach today that through Copernicus and other various leaps of technology, man thought that Earth was the center of the universe, and not till the development of telescopes and technology were we able to put it all into perspective and say, we orbit the sun. There has been a lot of research with modern astronomers detecting perturbations in the outer planets, as if there's something pulling at the planets that they can't still clearly define what that is. Once they got to Uranus, they were able to detect that there was still a pull on it, leading out to Neptune. So once they got to Neptune, they were able to detect that there's still a pull being asserted, and Pluto, being as small as it is, could not account for that anomalous pull. So that led them to believe, doing mathematical calculations, that that pull is being exerted by another planet farther outside of our solar system, which has now been labeled as Planet X.
The hunt for Planet X is nothing new. In fact, scientists thought Pluto was Planet X to explain the gravitational anomalies in our solar system. Many scientists now believe that our solar system, like most solar systems in the universe, is binary, having two suns. Now, the Sumerians tell us that Nibiru takes 3,600 years to complete one orbit. How could it have such a long elliptical orbit? Well, it would explain it if it had to go around two suns to get back into our inner solar system. This would account for its 3,600 year orbit.
Our scientists have recently come aware of what they call extrasolar planets, or traveling planets. Brown dwarfs that are suns that are too small to really light, but kind of smolder and emit their own light. Sometimes they're called wandering planets or wanderers. Most suns are binaries. Our sun is a binary. Our sun's twin never lit. It is a dark, dead sun in a fixed position in space, as our sun is a fixed position in space. This particular large planet, which travels and comes in over only every 3,657 years, is orbiting both the suns, where the rest of the planets in our solar system are orbiting only the one sun. That's why it comes into our solar system only every 3,657 years and has gone for a long time.
Regarding the question of whether there could be a 3,600-year orbit of a Planet X or Planet Nibiru or Wormwood or whatever you call it, it's not that far-fetched. Comet Halebop, for example, had a 4,200-year period. And when it left our solar system, its orbit had been reduced to a 2,600-year period. So those are the time frames of near solar system objects that